This is Raise the Roof with Letitia Henke on KSRO.
Letitia Henke, the powerhouse CEO of ARS Roofing and Gutters, is one of Northern California's top roofing companies. Letitia has not only built a thriving business known for quality and integrity, she's also a trailblazer for women in the trades and a leader who believes in servicing her community through her nonprofit, The Lime Foundation. Please welcome Letitia Henke.
Aw, thank you, Jeff, for all those kind words. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Raise the Roof. Raise the Roof celebrates people in the community who are actively contributing to the field of construction. And today I have a very special guest that's going to be on with me today, Garrett Goodell with G Squared Studio. He's going to be helping give some great tips for contractors that should really be able to help you in your marketing, new contractors that have been around for a long time. So I'm looking forward to talking to him a little later. But first, I always like starting off with a few announcements. You know, number one, of course, today is election day, time to go out and vote. So it's voting day, everybody. So hopefully you get out there before the end of the day to take care of that. Every vote matters. I also want to take a moment because last month I did not have a chance to thank the community for bringing out so much support to my Lime Foundation's Believe in the Dream Gala from back in September. The community really showed up, and we're really, really grateful for everyone that decided to, you know, either show up or donate or volunteer and or just spread the word. We raised a lot of great funds for all of our programs, and we're going to be able to extend our Next Gen Trades Academy programs. Right now, we're in 5 counties, and we're looking to help many other young people in other counties as well. So again, another shout out to Kelly Girardi. She's an astronaut that came out and just told such a beautiful story. And we're looking forward to our gala for next year on September the 10th, if you want to mark your calendar, because this year's event was sold out with a waiting list. And we'd love for you to know ahead of time that it's on September 10th for next year at the Luther Burbank Center. It's called Lasso the Dream. It's going to be a custom country western theme. We're really excited about that. So stay tuned about more information about that event. You never know what surprises we might have for next year. I also want to also mention every year Lime Foundation, we do a community event called Lime Day. And this year is on December the 20th. And that is our food drive. 92% of our Next Gen Trades Academy graduates are under the poverty line here in Sonoma County, Marin, and in Lake County. And we're going to be putting together food boxes for our graduates. Last year, we did about 50 food boxes. We're looking to increase that this year. We appreciate that Holly Construction is our sponsor for Lime Day this year. We thank you very much, Holly Construction. So if you'd like to volunteer and be a part of this, we always need people to come bring food the day of. And also on my radio show in December, I'll be listing all the locations where we'll have food boxes for the whole month, pretty much the whole month of December, where you can also leave non-perishable foods for us and we'll come pick them up. And then we'll use that for our food drive on December the 10th. We'll make sure to list that on the website as well. That way, if you would like to come and volunteer and be part of that, we would love to have you. And again, I mentioned earlier about our Next Gen Trades Academy. We do have classes going around all year round. And right now we have a class starting in December. We have quite a few starting up in January and February. So go on our website at thelimefoundation.org. If you want to see the 2026 calendar, that is going to be posted coming up on November the 15th. So you'll be able to see and spread the word. If you know someone between the ages of 18 and 30 that are looking for a really great opportunity in the trades, we can help them. So I know all of you are listening for this show because it's called Raise the Roof for a reason, right? We have to talk about roofing. And if I could, I would sit here for an hour and just talk about roofing. But I'll just give you a few minutes, okay? So I want to give you guys a few tips because we have a big storm coming in. There's going to be quite a bit of rain. Also, I've heard there's going to be quite a bit of wind. So ARS Roofing, we do have a 24/7 emergency repair service. So just rest assured that if you need some help, we are here to help you. So feel free to give us a call. We will post all of our information for you as well. And let me start off with a few little tips that you could even do today, since it is pretty early in the day. If you haven't already cleaned out your gutters, because I'm sure you have noticed all the falling leaves taking place everywhere, all over the ground, but they're also in your gutters and they're also on your roof. That's something that you could be doing this afternoon and this evening, clearing clearing all of that debris off of your roof or from inside of your gutters if you can reach. I highly recommend that because usually that first heavy rain, people that have roof leaks is because of clogged gutters and downspouts. So those are things that you could be doing right now. Watch out during the storm for any kind of falling branches and leaves and stuff like that because that debris can also clog up your system and cause some major damage. So right now, that's one thing you could do over the next few hours before it gets too dark is going out and do that. If you need some help, you can give us a call. Our number, I'll throw that out there, 707-584-5900. And you can also go on our website at arsroofing.com and you'll be able to click on the contact us page and we can come out even as early as tomorrow morning if you need us to come out for that. So that's one tip that you guys can do right now. Another thing I talk about often after the storm is getting your maintenance done. This is just going to be the first storm, you guys. You know, winter's not even here yet. So there's going to be a lot more rain in the forecast. One of the things I always like to talk to people about is doing their roof maintenance. Even if you have a brand new roof, if your gutters are clogged up, your brand new roof will leak. So maintenance is super important and that gutter cleaning is super, super important. You need to keep those drains cleared of debris. So we would like to help you with that. So you can give us a quick call. I do recommend for people to clean out their gutter systems at least a couple times a year if you're surrounded by a lot of trees and bushes because they can get re-clogged up even after you clean it. So consider doing that. And then if you live near a lot of trees and bushes and stuff, gutter screens are really, really great. They keep all that debris out of your gutters and out of your downspouts, especially if you have underground drainage. That's a good way to keep debris out is installing some gutter screens. And we can offer some lifetime screens or screens that have a 40-year warranty. And then the last tip I'd like to mention to people when it comes to this type of maintenance is keeping trees trimmed back away from your home. You know, a lot of us don't pay that close attention to, you know, the vegetation around our home, but it really does make a difference if you have trees that are overhanging your house or even touching your roof. You want to get those trees cut back. I do know some really great professionals, so you can always contact me for a good referral as well. I can help you with that. So that's a really good thing. And then during the storm, tomorrow, here are some of the things that you guys can watch out for. Discoloration on your ceiling. Walk around the house just to take a peek and see. There might be a spot that you didn't notice before. That is something that might be a sign that you have a leak. Another option is to just take a peek. If you're hearing drips or hearing water, but you're not seeing anything, take a peek up in your attic space just to make sure you're not seeing any moisture. If that's the case, we can get there before it starts causing major interior damages. And then if you notice a leak taking place and say the paint or the ceiling is starting to droop down or create a bubble, poke a little hole in that bubble to let the water out. Don't let the water just sit in there because then it's going to be too heavy and your ceiling can come caving in. So those are little pieces of advice that I give to people when they call if they're having, you know, a leak in the middle of the night where we're not going to probably come out there in the middle of the night, is to just poke a little hole, let the water drain into a bucket, watch it overnight, and that's going to help it from having some major, major issues. Okay, so last thing I want to say, call a professional, ARS Roofing and Gutters. We're here to help you guys out. If you want to just do an inspection of your roof and just know what's going on, that inspection is normally $450, but we waive that $450 if you simply tell my team that you heard about this on Raise the Roof radio show. We'll come out, do a full inspection for you guys, and make sure that you are nice, safe, and dry. Okay, so when we get back, we're going to talk to Garrick, and I hope those tips have been helpful for you. See you guys in a couple minutes.
It's fall in the North Bay. Let ARS Roofing and Gutters ensure your home stays protected and dry. ARS is your premier choice for roofing and gutter needs in Sonoma and Marin counties. Under the leadership of President and CEO Letitia Hanke, ARS is not just a roofing expert. It's a community-driven force. Did you know that Letitia Hanke founded the Lime Foundation? This nonprofit organization is making a real impact on the lives of our youth and seniors through programs like the Next Gen Trades Academy. The Next Gen Trades Academy introduces underserved and at-risk youth to alternative career paths in the trades, creating opportunities and transforming lives. But let's not forget about your roof needs. ARS is equipped for routine maintenance, repairs, and emergencies. Save our 24-hour hotline number, 707-584-5900. Trust ARS to keep you protected and dry year-round. More info at arsroofing.com. ARS Roofing and Gutters, cultivating connections with our community year-round.
everyone. Welcome back to Raise the Roof. Today, we're talking about how a strong online presence can make or break your contracting business. So I'm hoping to help a few contractors out there that are looking to, you know, learn how to market their business. Maybe they're new in the industry of construction, and they're just trying to figure it out. And I have a really great guest today named Gary Goodell. He is the founder of G Squared Studio. And he's a web designer and a branding company that helps contractors look professional, attract clients, and grow their businesses online. Garrick, I'm so happy to have you here today.
I am also so happy to be here. Thank you, Letitia. I appreciate the invite.
Okay, wait a second. You can't have a better radio voice than me. Can we, like, do something with that, Jeff? Okay, wow. Okay, well, nice to see you, Garrick.
Nice to see you as well. Thank you.
I'm happy to have you here because I really, you know, this whole point of this radio show is to help contractors and some kind of way, and our community. And so I noticed a lot of new contractors out there, brand new in the business. And then when I go to find them, I can't find their presence anywhere. So, you know, for a contractor who's just starting out, maybe they just got their license or just opened their doors, what are some of the very first steps that you think they should take online to look professional or build credibility?
You might think I would say a website first thing, but I actually wouldn't. The first thing anyone should actually do is make sure they get their Google business account set up. So when people search for a business near them, so often we get that little map pack that pops up and you see the different rankings and so forth. If you don't take control of that or help create that, you are really missing out on the first opportunity for people to be able to find you online. So that's really step one. If you've been in a contractor for a while, it might already be out there and existing and you just need to take ownership of it. But if you are fresh, then you want to be able to set that up yourself.
That's really good info. And I know a lot of contractors still kind of rely on, you know, either word of mouth or, you know, they use yard signs. So, you know, why is having a strong online presence so important now, even for contractors who's been around for, you know, decades?
Yeah. So, well, once they go to that map pack area, right, then it's really the website that becomes a differentiator after they read reviews and so forth. So many times people find two or three that they want to dive deeper into, and then they go to the site. And the site really, especially for contractors that have been doing this for a while and don't feel that they necessarily need a site, the website's going to help them find the right clients. It gives them an opportunity to showcase their favorite work that they do, the projects that make them the most excited, that get them up out of bed every day and stoked to go to work and work on that gorgeous home, remodel, whatever it is. And if they showcase those pieces of work, then the clients that go there and see that pieces of work, then know that it's the right fit for them. And then they get to do more of what they love and not get caught up on just ho-hum projects that don't get them as excited.
Well, since you're mentioning websites, you know, not that I didn't think you were going to do that. what would make a contractor, you know, a painting contractor and track contractor, another roofer, you know, what would make their website kind of stand out?
The number one most important thing to do is to make sure you showcase yourself. If people want to do business with people. And so if your website doesn't have a good presence of who you are and what's important to you and your values, it's just going to be another website that showcases work done. And that is something that can motivate some people, but surprisingly, the number two most visited page on most websites is the about page. And so people go to the homepage, and then if they see what they like, they want to actually learn about who owns the company and what the company is about before they even want to go see their special services. So really focusing on that homepage and showcasing the values, who they are as people, photos of themselves. So often you'll go to a website and it's just kind of general about the company. Again, people want to do business with people, so showcasing who they are and what's important to them is really one of the most important things and often one of the things that is not done well on a website.
I have to admit, contractors, what Garrick just said is absolutely 100% true, because when I ask a client, you know, what made them decide to go with my company, most of the time they'll say, we love your story. They have gone on, they've read about my story. I've become a little more vulnerable on my website.
It's important to do that. It's hard for some people, but it's important.
It is very hard, but it has definitely paid off, because people get to know who I am. And at that point, you know, they're doing business with me, not necessarily because, you know, they want a roof. They want to actually do business with me. I didn't have my picture for years on my website because I was, you know, just kind of afraid to stand out. And the minute I started putting my photo on there, people were like, you know, oh, it's woman owned and, you know, we want to support. So I agree. And I appreciate you talking to them about that because they needed to know.
Yeah, it's extremely important.
Are there key features that you feel that every contractor should have on their site? You know, like one key feature that's really important?
I mean, testimonials are always a really important aspect. If you, again, that Google Map Pack piece, like that's a great place for people to be able to go put testimonials up for you automatically, but also then incorporating them into the website just really helps people feel comfortable and get that outside perspective of the quality of work you do as well.
Well, back on the subject, of course, you know, the websites, you know, a really well-designed website. And I know there's, you know, I've been on some sites that are interesting, and then I've been on some sites that are like, oh my gosh, those are so good, you know. So, you know, does a really well-built website actually drive more business to someone?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, if it's well-designed and well-put-together and it's thoughtful and it actually takes someone through a path of learning about the business, it's just going to be a better experience. If it's just kind of jumbled in and photos are mismatched and not shape, you know, like different sizes, and it's just going to look unprofessional. And the more professional it looks, the higher quality the design is, the higher quality you're going to be perceived as a contractor out there by your potential clients.
Well, I heard you earlier mention something about Google, and I'm going to ask you this question, and I need you to explain this in very plain human English. Okay, when I ask this, because a lot of this verbiage is just not in my brain. It may not be in other people's brain, but you mentioned, you know, Google, and there's a lot of people that talk about, you know, SEO, the search engine optimization. See, I know what it means.
There you go.
But, you know, how big does that actually play, you know, play a role for local contractors?
SEO is very important, but in my opinion, I'm going to revert back to a non-website thing again. That Google Map Pack, like that is getting reviews and testimonials is one of the most powerful things you can do, because that, again, that's going to be the place that people quite often interact with your potential business first online. And if they see you have 80 reviews and you've got 5 stars, that's going to help you stand above your competition. So that is becoming actually more important these days to get ranked well than SEO. SEO is still extremely important, because if they can't just generally find your site because you don't have any SEO, that's going to completely lose your opportunity to get in front of the right people.
Well, we get people that are, you know, just like, oh my God, we loved you guys. You were the best. Oh my gosh. I'm like, great. Will you leave us a review? Absolutely, we will. And then they just forget.
Yeah.
So are there tips to help people remember to do that?
I do have some clients that set up some email sequencing that, like, post the project being completed, a little follow-up email, and then, you know, a couple months later, a little follow-up email, and making sure that link is in there. The easier you make it for anyone to do something, the more likely they are to do it. So if you just say, hey, can you go give me a Google review? They'll be like, sure. They'll have the best intentions, but then they go home and they got to make dinner and feed the dog and the kids are going crazy. So if you actually send them the email and it has the link right there, we really appreciate the having the opportunity to do work for you. If you enjoyed our service, we'd really appreciate a Google review. Here's the link. Click it right here. It really increases the opportunity that someone will actually follow through with that, because they're already at their computer,
right,
or they're at their phone. They click it, and it's simple for them to do instead of hearing it verbally and needing to remember to do it when they get home.
Well, it's great to know that's a service that you provide, because I can see, you know, that's something that people might be interested in. So thank you for mentioning that.
Yeah.
You didn't pay me to say that, by the way. But I'd like to talk a little bit about branding. I know that's something that's also something that you do is the branding. So I'm curious to know, are there little tricks around, you know, certain colors that people should use and or certain logos, things like that, that give off a better messaging? Or, you know, I've heard certain colors say different things. Is that true?
Yeah, different colors do have different emotional connections to them.
Okay.
But really, I think what's most important, or the biggest mistake that I see happen so often, especially when it comes to logos, is that someone will just grab a random piece of clip art and throw some text next to it and consider it a logo. And it's that same deal like we were talking about earlier, is you want to put your best foot forward. You want to be properly represented. And if you have a high quality logo that looks professionally built and well done and actually has meaning and passion behind it, it's going to elevate the company tremendously. There's going to be a whole lot more to it than just a clip art of a house and, you know, Joe Schmo construction.
Right. So same with pictures. You know, when you're using, you know, if you have construction photos, you can use the generic ones from, you know, those generic places that you find, or you can use your actual photos. So you're saying it's better for you to use your own photos.
Absolutely. You want to showcase your own projects. Before and afters are tremendously powerful if you can remember to take pictures before the project occurs. And if you have the budget or have a good connection, getting someone who has true photography skills and a high quality camera out to do those photos also completely elevates everything as well.
What about videos?
There's nothing better on online marketing when it comes to video. Like, there's absolutely nothing better. People are so much more likely to watch a video now than they are to read the text. So, and also, as I was talking about earlier, that about page being so important, because people want to do business with you. They want to do people with the actual people who run the business. If those people are on video, they get to know them so much faster, right, and so much quicker, which then makes them more comfortable. I have video on my website, and when people actually find me through my website and come do work with me, they are already good, like great people that I can connect with. They already like me before I even answer the phone, and it makes it so much easier.
I like that a lot, because I think, you know, we're trying to drive people more. Like, for instance, I have a video because I can't go meet with every single client.
Right. Yeah.
I want to.
Right.
I wish I could, but I can't. So I have a little intro video that I do that we send to every client, just saying, hey, this is who we are and blah, 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 blah. So I have to agree. It's worked for me. So yeah. It's worked for me, you guys.
Video is the most powerful marketing tool online.
So you heard that tip.
Bar none.
Video is the most powerful tip. He just told you that. And you know, there's some contractors out there that are, you know, kind of still old school, or they've been doing this for, you know, 30 years, you know, without a website. You know, I've actually heard a contractor say, well, I haven't had a website for 30 years, you know. And I'm just like, okay, that's great. But what would you say, you know, to convince them, you know, that maybe it's time to modernize a little bit, or you know, get them to finally decide to do something like that?
So contractors have been blessed in this area for a while that they can stay busy. Like, it's available to stay busy. But if you want to attract the right clients, that's where a website can really come in and make a difference. Again, talking about showcasing the work that you love to do and putting it out there, then attracts the right clients. So it can also detract the clients you don't want to work with if you have your marketing out there and are showing the true work you want to do. So it can save you a lot of time and headache as well. So that's really the biggest piece for the website. It also just reduces the sales process for so many people. You get that word of mouth referral, and then they have a place to go look. Who doesn't go look online, even with a word of mouth referral, to go make sure that they wanted to work with that business? So it just speeds up that process. It makes them more comfortable. You got to get people to know, like, and trust you to do business with you. So the website is tremendously helpful in that process.
So, you know, really quickly, what's one takeaway, you know, if they take away one thing that you said today, what's the one most important thing that they should take away from today?
To just make sure that their presence matches who they want to be out in the world. Make sure that their website, their reviews, all the pieces are to the elevated level of the quality of work that they're putting out for their clients.
Awesome, Garrick. You've been amazing. And I have to give a quick testimonial to all of you guys. Garrick built my personal website. If you go to LetitiaHankey.com, that is L-E-T-I-T-I-A, Hankey.com, you can actually see what he's done for me. He's going to be working on a special project for me as well as I get ready to release my music. And Garrick's going to be posting for me. So if you just want to see some of his work and the magic that he does, please go there. Garrick, thank you again
thank
for
you
being
so much
here
for
today.
Having me.
We've had Garrick Adell with G-Squared Studio, and we're happy to have him here today. We'll post all of his information online so that way you guys can make contact with him. I hope this has been great information for you, and this has been Raise the Roof with Letitia Hankey. Have a blessed and lovely day. Instead of